This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You remember high school? Not the experience so much. Who needs that? But the actual physical building. Narrow hallways, dark classrooms, mostly, by and large, old feeling. Yeah, well, not anymore. After a big slowdown during the recession, spending on school construction, renovating old schools and building new ones is picking up, more than $13 billion last year alone. And those newer schools are being designed with the latest technologies and teaching models in mind. So from Learning Curve, our coverage of the intersection of education and technology, Marketplace's Adrian Hill gets a lesson in the school of the future.
At a rocket ship charter school in San Jose, workers put the finishing touches on the building. Bright blue and purple and orange paint is still wet on classroom walls. The school design is clean, open.
This is a typical rocket ship classroom. It's about 640 square feet.
Laura Kozel is in charge of making sure these rooms are finished and less fumy in time for the kindergarten through fourth graders who pour in next week. She's VP of Facilities at Rocket Ship, a network of elementary charter schools where computers are a part of every kid's day. Light floods the classroom.
We incorporated skylights into the building that weren't here before.
Throughout the school, there are small private breakout spaces where kids can work with teachers or each other. And at the center of it all is a wide-open computer lab, the size of four classrooms with polished concrete floors. It'll soon be full of 160 kids, each on their own laptop, working on their own lessons.
Individualized instruction for students is the right way to go. I think you have to meet every child where they're at, and that's really what our model is designed to do.
Kids learning on cutting-edge technology raises two important questions. The first, how will a fragile computer ever survive a year with a kindergartner and a concrete floor? And second, how do you design a school that won't be obsolete in 20 years when no one has any idea what tech or teaching might look like in five?
If we do a good job, it's to give the teacher something that is really going to be adaptable to however they want to teach.
That's architect Michael Pinto from NAC Architecture, a firm that specializes in school design.
The challenge is to both be specific to the things they want to do, but also preserve some generality, some flexibility, that agility that adapts to new technologies, new philosophies of learning.
In other words, the school of the future is a school that knows how to get out of the way. Pinto shows me just such a place, Playa Vista Elementary School in Los Angeles. No, there are no docks to park your jetpack or cubbies for Google Glasses. The three-year-old school is characterized instead by movable partitions, open spaces, and furniture that doesn't screech across the floor when you rearrange it. Teacher Rachel Henry calls her classroom amoebic.
I'm a firm believer that children need change and they can get bored easily just with their physical environment.
Spaces are built to transform into other spaces, again in the simplest of ways. Pinto made the outside walkways wider, so voila, they can be learning spaces. There's a bridge over the courtyard, intended for dropping things over the side. In schools of the future, kids still wrap eggs in paper and cardboard and hope for the best. All the flexibility is meant to encourage a new type of learning. Learning by doing, learning with new technology, learning that is collaborative, personalized, learning that architect Prakash Nair says more traditional schools are no good at.
Kids are in a cell called a classroom for a certain period of time. A bell goes off, and then they go to another fairly identical cell.
Nair says we have $2 trillion worth of cells and bells type school facilities around the country.
If you look at the research about how we learn, it has absolutely nothing to do with being trapped in a room with people of identical age.
Schools with open, flexible space
cost less money than traditional schools that we are building.
Old school schools, he says, only use about two-thirds of their space for learning. Innovative designs, he says, use as much as 85% of the space. The Rocket Ship School in San Jose cost about $10 million to build, compared to about $16 million for a traditional elementary school. Teachers and architects around the country are working toward the same goal, to be prepared for the stream of kids headed their way in a few days and a few decades from now. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
We've got pictures of those schools of the future on our website, marketplace.org/learningcurve.